Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marcia Egan's here, too. Marcia is a longtime 6-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of the Egan Group, certified business leader, author of Inbox Detox and the Habit of Email Excellence. She's our good friend, Marcia Egan. Welcome back to the show.
I didn't realize it was 6 years, Jim.
I know.
Thank
how about
you.
That?
Time it's been
flies.
Great.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
I know.
So one of the things, that when you're a small business owner, Marcia, as you well know, there are a number of deadlines. There are a number of things that have to come to pass. If you have employees, you got to make payroll. You got to pay your taxes. You got to pay your bills. Those are all things that sort of automatically, by definition, as a business owner, hold you accountable for performance, don't they?
Well, sure. And one of the big challenges, especially with the business owner and also owners of businesses with few employees, is that they may have worked for somebody else at one point or another. Maybe they were in corporate America or just they worked somewhere else where the boss would say, I need this by Thursday. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of afraid for your job or you want to please the boss.
A deadline,
get it,
right.
Yeah, you get it done by Thursday. But when you're the business owner or when you're working by yourself, all of a sudden there's nobody who's going to fire you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the accountability piece becomes more challenging for a lot of these people. It's like they put it on their to-do list, and they say, oh, well, this is more important. Oh, guess what? I just forgot to file my taxes. Oh, I forgot to get back to that customer.
Yeah, all these hats, right?
Well, I'm sorry?
All these hats that we got to wear.
Well, and it's all the hats, but it is the accountability. And one of the biggest challenges is not on the stuff that's, quote, required by a deadline, but the things that you know are important for your business, but they're important but not urgent.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that a lot of business owners, a lot of people in general, let slide. And so how to create those accountabilities to make sure you do it can be a real challenge.
Well, there's no question about it. And of course, some of us do a better job than others of getting, you know, holding ourselves accountable. And there are different things you can do, right, to help yourself be more accountable. You can just maybe work on becoming more disciplined yourself. Work on procrastination. I'm not a procrastinator, but I don't always work ahead as much as I should.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't miss deadlines. I get my jobs done, but I do. I don't know why, but I don't start early on them.
Well, and that falls into that category of important but not urgent. When it becomes urgent or when the deadline is looming, a lot of people do get to work, and that's fine, but the you say discipline. There's some people who are very disciplined, and they are really, really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot of executive coaching and a lot of coaching of entrepreneurs. And some people, that just doesn't work.
Right.
Because that's not their nature. They like to be creative, and they like to be reactive, and then they like to move from one thing to another. So there are other ways to create accountability. And we can talk about them for the rest of the show, but one of them is to declare what your goal is. Mm-hmm. And to declare it to somebody who's important enough that it will matter. In other words,
they're going to hold you accountable.
Well, yeah,
and that would be like either to your own, it could be your own organization, or it could be to like a mastermind group, right, or a peer group that you're part of.
It can be anyone. So for the people who are out there listening, if you're having trouble getting to that important but not urgent stuff, say to them, by this Friday, I am going to call a web designer. And all of a sudden, you've created, announced it. And so that's one method that people can use to be accountable. Sometimes I'll say to people, I'll call you tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know I have to prepare.
That's a really important thing. Yeah, that's a really good thing to do. Is especially if you can get somebody to be your partner in that. Another thing, Marcia, that's helped me is sometimes you know you need to do something, but you're not sure how much time it's going to take because you don't know all the information. Look at what the internet has done to help you get educated. I mean, in just a little bit of time, you can do the due diligence and say, "Whoa, I didn't realize it could take me 6 months to do that part. I better get busy." Or you could say, hey, wait a minute. This thing's off the shelf. I can just pull this down and plug it in.
Yeah, there are a lot of things like that. And for the people who put things off just because there's a little bit of fear, I don't know that I know enough, or I'm afraid it'll take too much time, here's my quote of the day. Start by starting.
All right.
Just start, and guess what? You'll get into it.
It sounds simple, folks. But maybe more specifically, Marcia, would be to say, okay, at least even though this is you're not going to need this thing for 6 months, even though you might put it off really getting into it for another four and a half months maybe, today, 6 months in advance, start doing the initial research just so you can make sure you're not missing some kind of a lead time that could derail this thing.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Just the initial building blocks of the due diligence. What do you think?
I agree 1,000%. And, you know, they have this expression, how to eat an elephant one bite at a time. Oh. But you've got to take the first bite. And that can actually get you moving.
Right, absolutely. Marcia, I need your website, please.
MarciaEgan.com, MarciaEgan.com.
And the book is called Inbox Detox. Check it out wherever books are sold. Quick break. More on accountability with our very good friend, Marcia Egan, after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.